lane. Isaac Dale from the right block. He is fouled on the way up. And he goes to the line for two shots.
That's going against Tyler Vollmering. That'd be his third personal.
Double bonus regardless for Marlette. Rest of the way out. Isaac Dale at the free throw line shooting two. He's 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Missed the front end of a free throw in this quarter, actually. And makes his first one. He has 7 points, back to 11-point lead. Ethan Guza is back on the court for the first time in a while. Replaces Tyler Vollmering. Ryan Seaman replaces James Shelkey. Out there for the Pirates, Cody Seaman, Ryan Seaman, Ethan Guza, Jason Gaffke, and Brady Kirsch. Isaac Dale at the free throw line, going for his second free throw, leading by 11, trying to make it 12. And this one is good. And we have a timeout called by Marlette. It is with 3:15 left in the fourth. It's a 30-second timeout, 59-47, Marlette by 12. Absolutely silent gym here, John, in Harbor Beach.
Well, they're stunned, and I think a lot of people are rightfully stunned. Harbor Beach having the record at home is what they have had over the past how many years?
4 years, 42-3.
It's unbelievable that the situation unfolded the way it did. But it's not over yet. 3:15 to go, and they're down by 12 points. They can still make that run. I'm sure they're looking to put it in overtime like it happened down at Marlette only a few weeks ago.
3:15 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach with the ball. They trail Marlette by 12, 59-47. Cody Seaman gets the inbound from his brother across midcourt. Right to left across the radio. At the free throw line, retreats to reset the offense. 3:05 to play. Brady Kirsch right wing against number 22, Armstrong. Ethan Guza tapped the key to left corner to Ryan Seaman. He dribbles into the lane and hands it over to Guza, but we have a foul before that. He'll be on the floor, but regardless, double bonus. So Ryan Seaman goes to the free throw line for two shots.
I think the Pirates like to decline this penalty.
Andrew Storm with his second personal foul. Ryan Seaman at the free throw line for two shots. He has 14 points on the night. Harbor Beach trails by 12. First free throw rims in for a point. Marlette's Sean Quay replaces number 22, Marcus Armstrong. Ryan Seaman trying to cut this back to a 10-point lead. Marlette's led his base by 18 points, 42-24. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound Isaac Dale. It remains an 11-point ball game. 2:50 left in regulation. At the top is Hunter Kelly. Excuse me, number 14, Sean Quady. Against Ryan Seaman, and he is fouled. This is the third personal for Ryan Seaman that sends Sean Quady to the free throw line for two shots. He has not attempted a free throw on the night. He hit a three in the second quarter. That's it for him. 59-48, Marlette. Quady's first free throw is good, and that looks smooth. 12-point ball game once again, 60-48. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound, Cody Seaman. And we're going the other way. In the corner, Ryan Seaman for three. Off the mark. Rebound, Ethan McKenney for Marlette. One and done for the Pirates. Sean Quady dribbling. And Ryan Seaman goes in for the hard foul. That'll be his fourth. So Sean Quady goes back to the free throw line. He went 1 for 2 in the last trip. They lead by 12. 2:28 left in the fourth. This one's all but over, in my opinion, John.
Yes, unless there's a trapping defense that they haven't pulled out yet.
First free throw is good. The lead out to 13 for the Red Raiders. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Jason Gaffke.
Time's of the essence. They have to get the ball.
Cody Seaman to Ethan Guza for the layup and in for 2 points. We have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. And we're back to an 11-point ball game, 61-50, 2:20 left in the fourth. We'll stick with you the rest of the way out.
This has to be a full timeout.
It is a full timeout called by Ron Rubel. 61-50, Marlette by 11.
If Harbor Beach has a trapping defense, this is the time to pull it out. And it's got to be full court on a make or a miss. Doesn't matter.
Marlette only has one made field goal in this quarter. except they have a whole slew of free throws.
And they're making them.
They've attempted 15. They've only missed six. They're 9 for 15 in this quarter from free throw world.
Well, as things have been going on in the thumb, I guess that's pretty good, especially on the road.
Yes, indeed.
But it is, you know, stopping the clock. It does help Harbor Beach when you stop the clock, but it also gives Marlette the opportunity to go ahead and score while that clock is stopped.
Clock stopped right now, 2:20 left in the fourth, 61-50. Marlette leads, and Marlette will get the ball after a Harbor Beach timeout.
What impresses me most about Marlette is that they are really speedy. They're filling up the passing lanes. They're making it awful difficult on the Pirates. Full court pressure by the Pirates.
Inbound from Quady into Hunter Kelly. And he will take his time. Harbor Beach retreats. They meet him at half court. James Schelke against Quady over to Hunter Kelly right wing. And we have a whistle. And this will go against Brady Kirsch. That's his second. And sends Hunter Kelly to the free throw line for two shots.
The ball went in the corner on you know, close to where we're broadcasting the game. And that was the time to pull the double team and then anticipate the next pass and intercept it. You got a layup out of it. But now we have Hunter Kelly at the foul line shooting two.
First free throw is up, and it's good. Ryan Seaman, Cody Seaman replaces James Schelke and Tyler Vollmering. Out there for the Pirates, Guza, Gafke, Kirsch, Seaman and Seaman. Attorneys at law. 2:08 left in the fourth. 62-50. Marlette by 12. And now 13 with a made free throw from Hunter Kelly. 2:05. Cody Seaman to Ryan Seaman left wing. And Ethan Guza up for the shot. And it's good. Defended by Isaac Dale.
Isaac Dale doesn't want to touch him.
Andrew Storm brings it up, left wing, into the free throw line. Jump stop in the middle of the lane. Hook shot is no good. Rebound, Gafke.
Now, they didn't need that kind of a shot.
And they turned it over, and Hunter Kelly is there to scoop her up.
Back to the four corners.
The 12th turnover for Harbor Beach. 90 seconds left. Andrew Storm in the lane. And we have a block. And this will be Ethan Guza's fifth foul, and he is fouled out of this ballgame. He was standing in the lane. Andrew Storm blasted into him, and he's called for the block. You take it as you will.
I think the official took his time to really think about it, replay it in his mind, and he came up wrong.
Yes, he did.
I'm not being biased on this one. It just was obvious. Right now he's talking it over with Coach Rubel, and they're very cordial to one another right now.
So a minute 32 left in the fourth. Marlette at the line, shooting two, 63-52. Andrew Storm will be doing the honors. Tyler Vollmering checks in, replaces Ethan Guza, who is fouled out. <laughs> 92 seconds left in regulation. Marlette will improve to 6-1 in the division. Harbor Beach will fall to 5-2. Marlette will be tied with Sandusky as in. Storm's first free throw is good. It keeps the race interesting, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Second free throw upcoming for Andrew Storm. And he missed it. Rebound, though, Hunter Kelly to keep it alive. Left wing to Andrew Storm once again. And fouled by Tyler Vollmering. That's his fourth. Double bonus puts Andrew Storm back at the free throw line.
Yeah, it's all academic at this point in time with 1:25 to go, 64-52, Marlette leads.
Storm at the free throw line, starting to pay property tax on it. First free throw is good.
I have never seen Andrew Storm shoot this many free throws ever.
This is his 10th attempt, and it's good.
His arm's going to fall off.
14-point lead for Marlette, they with a minute 20. Tyler Vollmering into Ryan Seaman in the corner. Dribbles down the baseline. Kicks it back out to Brady Kirsch in the left corner for three. In and out, no good. A rebound, Ethan McKinney. Andrew Storm dribbling against Tyler Vollmering, reaching in and fouls him. Then Tyler Vollmering is fouled out as well. Andrew Storm back to the free throw line for two shots.
Five fouls all in the second half.
Andrew Storm is 7 for